You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, in the first half, what I want to do is first talk about the MLB draft, which may be canceled. So I want to kind of go through that story really quick. And then I'm going to give you an idea of some of the programming I'm going to be featuring here on the podcast while there is no baseball. And part of that is speaking with Brian Wright, a Mets historian who has written some books on the Mets. He's going to be a recurring guest. I actually had him on to introduce what we're going to be doing on this show. So I'm going to play that conversation we had in the second half of the podcast. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com. Now, last week, it came out that Major League Baseball is considering postponing or canceling the MLB draft and also basically canceling international signings as well. The idea being, let's save some money. We have to take care of our current workforce during this time as they are losing money not playing games. So if they cancel the MLB draft, that's less people they got to pay. And that's basically the deal. And I'm not going to cast any judgments on any decisions. This is a crazy time and people have to make whatever adjustments they can to keep things moving. Hopefully we get baseball again soon and most of the calendar and the schedule doesn't get thrown too much out of whack, but it seems like we're heading towards a really lengthy delay to the start of this season, and that means a lot of money that the owners aren't going to collect on, and by canceling the draft, they are basically saving themselves collectively $400 million that usually gets spent on signing bonuses for those college players and the high school players coming into the league. So postpone or cancel the draft altogether, and you can pocket that money. You don't have to spend it. International free agents, that's more money that gets spent. Everyone collectively decides not to spend that money, so no one gets a competitive advantage by being willing to spend more if another team or another owner is hurting, and they push all that stuff back a year. The problem with that, and if you're a team like the Mets, maybe you're relying on the draft to replenish your farm system, and that's an avenue that you might not have. You also might want to replenish your farm system through international free agency, same thing. So it is basically keeping everything status quo, and if you look at the Mets farm system, a lot of their top prospects right now, Brett Beatty, Matthew Allen, Josh Wolf, all of those guys came from last year's draft, so that could be something that really does affect the Mets moving forward. Now, this also really affects the players. If you think about a college senior or a college junior who is expecting to finally get to the major leagues, that pushes not only their professional career and their timeline back, but it also leaves a ton of questions about their future. If they're a senior, do they have another year of eligibility by the NCAA that they can stay in college? If you have a high school player who's a senior who was going to be drafted, now he goes to college, does that mean he's now beholden to the rules that don't let him go to the MLB right away? So this is a really crazy story, and we'll see if that's something that Major League Baseball ultimately decides to go through with and cancel their draft. Now, speaking of this show and what we're going to be talking about when there's no baseball, I know I've touched on it, but I have really done some thinking on what exactly I'm going to be talking about. And what you can really expect to see a lot of is a lot of podcasts talking about the future of the Mets when it comes to analyzing prospects. Who do the Mets have coming up in the farm and what do their futures look like? What did the Mets lineup look like in 2021, 2022, and beyond? So a lot of different stuff on that route. And then also taking a minute while we have time to look back at the past and the history of the Mets. Some of my favorite moments, some of the good times, the bad times over the history of this franchise really gives you a minute to take a step back and look at what we have seen in the past when it comes to the New York Mets. And part of that is why I'm going to be bringing on Brian Wright as a continued guest. I was very excited that he agreed to do this with me. I speak about it. I'm going to talk about it a lot in the second half because I had Brian on. We talked about his book. He actually has two books. So we talked about the books and what we're planning on doing. But essentially, I wanted to start what I call quarantine book club. So for all of you who might be at your houses with not a lot to do, you can all go out right now, go and buy the New York Mets all-time all-stars, the best players at each position for the Amazons, written by Brian Wright. You can buy it for Kindle on Amazon where you can read it from your laptop, whatever device you have. And that'll be a way for you to kind of follow along as we go through this process. So, like I said, in the second half, me and Brian talk all about what we're planning on doing and how he got to this point, how he has written these books and what they are about, and then what we are planning on doing. So, like I said, very happy and thankful that Brian Wright has agreed to do this with me. It should be a lot of fun and another way to take a look at the history of the New York Mets. So in just a minute, you will hear our conversation. But first, do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they are still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale of 2020. If you are looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, and even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even knows who's who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off a Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com at withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. All right, Mets fans, very happy to bring in this newest guest, Brian Wright. He is a Mets historian, has written a couple books, and we're going to be starting what I like to call a quarantine book club over the next couple weeks here. So first, Brian, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, Ryan. Happy to do it and happy to provide a little bit of filler during this uncertain period of time here in our lives.
Absolutely. So first, before I talk about the books, I wanted to get a little bit of background on you. How do you become someone that's interested in Mets history this way and decide to want to be an author and write these books?
Well, just going all the way back, my dad was has been a Mets fan since 1962, and I kind of passed that on along to me, and I've been a fan ever since I went to my first game back in 1992 as a five-year-old, and it really just went carried on from there to the point of wanting to be a writer or just wanted to do something to do with writing. I took like journalism classes all through high school and college, and was writing for some websites on the side in addition to like my full-time job, and just had the idea initially to do a Mets book that was kind of like a series of top 10 lists, and thought that would kind of generate good conversation and could maybe appeal to a particular publisher, and it did, and it turned out to be a book called Mets in Tens, which came out in April of 2018. And from that, I got contacted by Lions Press, who was beginning a series of specific all-time, all-star books. They started out with the Yankees, they did the Green Bay Packers, And concurrent with my book coming out, they also had the Pittsburgh Pirates all-time all-stars. So anyway, they asked me to do it after looking at Mets and Tens. Took a few months off and decided to get back into it. So that's how I came to this point right now, and just happy to kind of initiate conversation among fans. It's really been enjoyable to do that.
Yeah, and you did mention Mets and Tens. And I wanted to talk about that too. We're going to be focusing on the new book for the purpose of this podcast, but what exactly was Mets and Tens, Best and Worst of an Amazing History?
Yeah, so that was a series of top 10 lists in which I kind of wrote about 250 words on each kind of part of the top 10 list. And those lists consist of anything from opening days to pitching performances to best trades, worst trades, best games of all the pennant winning seasons, best postseason games. So it kind of went back and forth from some of the great moments to some of the terrible moments. Also included, you know, biggest bust, which it was hard to whittle down to 10, but I did my best.
Well, now we're going to be reading the New York Mets all-time all-stars who describe the best players at each position for the Amazons. If you get this book, and you absolutely should, right now, I don't know exactly with the quarantine how shipping works, but I was able to get it through Kindle on Amazon, where you guys can read it on your laptops, your phones, whatever device you have. So let's talk about this book really quick. As you said, it's part of a series of books. So that's kind of how you got the idea. Was there a set format and then you just apply that to the Mets?
Yeah, so they gave the Lions Press, the publisher that is publishing this book, and they gave me a little bit of flexibility with regards to how I chose the team. It was designed to be, hey, you're supposed to, choose the best players at each particular position. So it wasn't exactly like, hey, just choose the 30 best players or choose a team that you would normally have for like a full season. It was more like choose an all-star team of all the Mets. And so from there, I went about creating, I did a 30-man roster, which also on top of that included a manager, two coaches, which were the two honorable mention managers. I also had a GM and an owner. And the selection for the team was based on many factors, you know, impact on the franchise, of course, statistics, both traditional statistics and the sabermetric statistics like war, or I also leaned on like defensive metrics as well. Also relied on, you know, if someone had great postseason performances or big game performances, if someone had single season or career records. I looked at longevity somewhat, but I more or less honed in on if a player during their time with the Mets, were they good or high impact for a certain period of time, where did they make the most of their career with the Mets? And occasionally it would come down to, if I was deciding between two players, I would say, hey, would I choose, if I were to take, you know, would I choose that guy over that guy if I was making an all-star team based on their Mets career? That's kind of what it came down to. I also used a little creativity with how I structured certain positions and who I put there. For instance, pitchers, as many Mets fans know, there are a lot more great starting pitchers than relief pitchers. So I decided to kind of expand the amount of starting pitchers I would use and went with seven. I went with 10 total pitchers and seven were starters. I made sure not to include a DH because that could lead to a series of, what ifs, or, oh, you could put a catcher there or what have you. And also I made sure to judge, or I guess evaluate, a particular player at the position they played most frequently. For instance, like an Edgardo Alfonso went from third base and to second base and to shortstop and third base and then second base. I judged him as a second baseman. He was evaluated as a second baseman because he's played more games there. So all in all, what I discovered was that there are a lot of different ways you could make this team. You could do it based on just overall statistics. You could do it based on your, fan favorites, longevity, maybe, again, who you would want for a full season. How I did it was I chose it like an all-star team, but there are many ways to do this, and that's the beauty of a book like this. It's more of a discussion point. It's more of a starting point for a debate. It's not exactly a final say.
Yeah, and I'm excited to continue to read it. I've already started. I encourage all you guys who are listening to the show, to get out, to read this book. We're going to start with pitchers on next week, so you have plenty of time to get the book and read that first chapter. And Brian's going to be with us the whole way, so I really appreciate his continued appearances on this show. Everyone's quarantined. This is a great thing for all of us to do together, so I hope everyone goes out and gets the book. Thank you for joining me, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Look forward to talking to you again.
So that'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. Thank you for listening. If you want to tune in to more great baseball content, you can check out the Locked On MLB podcast covering all things Major League Baseball every day right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB.